Hey you, it's Rachel O'Mara. I'm host of the Pausecast, and I'm so glad that you are here. We are discussing tips and proven strategies in the world of emotional intelligence so that you can rise to your next level of leadership without the overwhelm. I'm also the author of the book Pause, Harnessing the Life-Changing Power of Giving Yourself a Break, based on my burnout of Google and all the things that I've learned since that are really in this realm of neuroscience, psychology, and emotional intelligence. If you're interested to download my free guidebook for how to get out of overwhelm, I invite you to do that at rachelomera.com/guidebook. Just so excited, let's just start and dive in. So, how do you create meaningful breaks? Whether it's a weekend, a Sunday afternoon, or a vacation you're planning, or even a summer interlude with your family. It really doesn't matter. There are three essentials to create a meaningful pause. I call a pause an intentional shift in behavior. And for those of you who aren't familiar with a lot of the topics we talk about on here, it's really about how to be in service to your leading. And in my opinion, and probably yours and others, taking breaks at interludes, timing intervals, things like that really serve you well to set you up for success in the world of your doing in whatever leadership role that you have. So let's jump in, and I'm going to talk about these three essentials for you to create a meaningful holiday. Now, first step, what is the intention you have? I think the first thing you need to do is think about your time frame. What's something coming up on your calendar? Or maybe it's even this Friday or Saturday where you want 2 hours to yourself. Really doesn't matter. But the key is to know and have something specific in mind so that you really apply what we're going to talk about and you can be as meaningful as possible. I think when you set intention, and that's really the whole meaning behind this idea of pausing, when you set intention, my friend, you go to a very different level of conscious thought, behaviors, and actions. So you are more engaged, you are more aware, and the benefits come through for you from that. I know if you're anything like me, I know in my case and in my history, when I had a holiday coming up, I would kind of just wing it. Like I'd go, maybe I'd have a couple plans. Maybe I had a lot of plans and there'd be like detailed spreadsheets on my itinerary. But did I really come out thinking, you know, how do I want to feel at the end of this? No. And I think if I had, then I think that would have really set up myself up better for success. So it's easy to feel shortchanged. Sometimes when we go away, and who can relate to this? When you come back, you're like, wait, was I even gone? Because there's still work on your plate. You don't really feel like you did anything. Maybe you feel even worse off or more tired than when you started the vacation because you might be there with family or with loved ones who are really stretching you, so to speak, kids, all of that. So the idea is to go back and feel replenished, renewed, excited, energized, you know, all of that. I think works really well, but we got to make sure we're setting ourselves up so that that happens. And that's what these three meaningful steps are. So here they are in a nutshell, and then I'll go into each one. So the bottom line version of this is create your vision, set your intention, and then create your plan. So first step, let's talk about vision. You guys all know I'm a big, huge fan of having a vision for yourself. And to me, this is a critical step that many leaders miss because they think about the vision of the company or their team or their project or their client. But are they really setting themselves up thinking about themselves? A lot of times when we burn out or we feel like we're exhausted before we even begin, it's because we've left ourselves out of the equation, honestly. So don't do that. Create your vision. And I think of this like the question that you'd want to ask is, what's my vision for this event or for X? Maybe you write it down on a piece of paper. It might be something like, I enjoy this. I enjoy myself. I have fun. It doesn't need to be complicated. It might be, I disconnect and recharge. These are really, really powerful visions. Notice they're first person and they're present tense. It's not about, I will feel recharged. It's as if we're telling our brains, and this is the neuroscience of it, we're acting as if we're already acknowledging this is on its way and pass in that. And to us, our brains don't know the difference between the future and the present. So we want to treat it like the present, or else it's always going to be out there and we're striving to get it and we don't really feel like we're there. All right. So that's the first step. Create your vision and write it down. I'm a huge fan of writing it down because it tells your brain it matters. Please, please, if nothing else that you know and remember from this talk today, this little podcast, know that if you write something down, you're telling your brain, hey, pay attention. If you don't write it down, your brain isn't going to remember and it's not going to think it's significant. And there's research and science behind this. That's why we have to-do lists, everybody. That's why we like ticking things off, because our brain's like, yeah, I did that. And we get probably a little dopamine squirt in there. Okay, so you write it down. It's first person, present tense. And then the next step, step two, is to set your intention. Your intention is important because it's really about orienting how you want to be on the trip, whatever you're doing. And again, I say trip, but remember, this could be your weekend. This could be your Saturday. You want to be really intentional with your one Sunday that you have, or Saturday weekend. So ask yourself, what do I want to get out of this event, this activity slash whatever this time is? And there might be some really good ways that you come up with that. So it might be somewhat like your vision. Like, I just want to feel relaxed. You can do this a couple different ways, and I have a few tips for you. And remember, I call a pause an intentional shift in behavior. So all this is a pause, FYI, but because it's intentional and it's conscious, meaning you're thinking about it, that qualifies it as a pause, even if you're not pausing, so to speak. It covers everything, which I love. And isn't that cool? You can just tell yourself, hey, I'm pausing. So I got a couple hacks for you about your intention, and this can make it more fun and interesting for you. So think about your time. Remember, we all have this in mind. What is it that you're going to do? You've got a vision for it. Maybe you've already written that down. Now, here's a couple ideas for you for intention. So pick a word, right? Think of one word, and that might be the actual intention. It's an action. It might be a verb. It might be something like play or connect or disengage if you're wanting to detach from your devices. I would orient them to the positive too. So it's not catch up on sleep, because that implies you've already lost sleep. It would be rested and digested or something like that. But one word can be a great intention, and it's easy to remember because it's just one word. And then you can always go back to that in this time frame to see if you're aligned. And be like, am I aligned? Is this what I'm wanting out of this? Maybe you are, maybe you aren't, but you can always kind of go back to it. The other part is, what really worked for you on an additional or a similar experience for yourself? Maybe you had a weekend that you really, really valued in terms of how you spent your time, and you want to replicate that. What was it that really brought you meaning? Was it reading a book? Was it a letter? Was it journaling? Was it watching a really funny show? That's what's so cool, is that it's about what works for you. And then the third tip I would say that you could try is that you have a ritual in the morning. So AM rituals are so powerful, whether it's walking outside, getting sunlight in your eyes, meditation or mindfulness, exercise, all of the above. But what is the ritual that describes the quality of your experience that you practice during this time? While you have this pause. So this intention might be, okay, in the morning, I'm going to get up at 8 a.m. and for the first 20 minutes, I'm going to drink my coffee or tea and meditate or breathe or journal or read this book. That is incredible intention, and it's a great ritual to kick yourself off in your day that starts and works best for you. I love those things. I call those all pause hacks, by the way. I think they're really fun. Okay, so that's the second step. We've gotten the vision. You're setting your intention. If you haven't done that yet, picked a word or thought about what you'd want to do, just pause this, no pun intended, pause cast, and come on back and we'll go to step three. And step three is to create your pause plan, your break slash meaningful pause plan, whether it's holiday or vacation or weekend. It really is what it is for you. So it's really important to know how you want to spend this time. It doesn't need to be detailed. Okay, we're not going into the nitty gritty hour by hour agenda. That's not the idea. The idea, though, is to be open and really in that mode of possibilities. So being vague is okay. It's like these broad brushstrokes you're painting. And it could be writing about your ideal scenario. Maybe you put this into a paragraph. You talk about your vision, your intention, and the actions that you'll take while you're there or doing this. And then notice if you start going overboard. Just notice if you start planning it, that it maybe gets over the top. It's like maybe not realistic because now all of a sudden you've got 25 things you're going to do. Who's been there? Been there, done that. I know I have, for sure. So really don't overthink it. But I think what's important is you have a plan. And that's what we choose to put our attention on is typically what follows. Where our mind goes, attention flows. So know that it's a balance of your being and your doing. Maybe that morning ritual is something around the being, and then you've got some fun thing planned, like water skiing. I don't know what it could be. I don't know why I thought of water skiing. But hey, maybe that's it. I don't know. I am in Florida, so I do think and see water a lot. And I row, which there really aren't too many water skiers, but we do see some on occasion. And this is an opportunity to change the routine of what you typically do, but it's about the quality of what you do. Remember, the quality of how you do it is really important in these intentional settings. One fun way to do this is to write a letter from your inner voice, like your inner leader, about what you're going to be doing. So, hey, Rachel, thanks so much for this experience. I'm so glad that I, and then you fill in the blanks. And that doesn't need to be long, but what a fun exercise. It's very intentional, and your pause plan kind of comes out in that stream of consciousness. So trust this writing exercise. This is really fun and can extract out of you things you may not even have known that were in a conscious way, but your body might have known it, your unconscious might have known it. And as you write, that will emerge, which is what I think is so cool about the power of journaling. A huge fan of journaling. I'm sure you've heard that if you've been on my podcast before. But yeah, grab a journal. I wrote a journal called Pause the Journal, which is 90 days of prompts and just super helpful, I think, for anyone who's looking to get more intentional in general. All right, so you can write a letter to yourself or pretend it's your friend or family, close friend is writing to you about the quality of what your experience was. Now, you might be thinking, this is a lot to do for a weekend. Here's the question I have for you. Well, the answer is yes, it is a lot. But what would be the payoff for you? If you're able to plan in this one way, maybe spend a little extra time on it, what and how much more benefit could you extract from it? You might notice you're twice as productive with what you want to do. You might notice you had twice or 10 times the amount of fun. I think when we bring our attention in, we're so much at a different level of engagement that we raise our vibration, right? We're already at a different level. We feel more joy because we're following that adventure of fun that we want to do because we want to be there. This isn't something we're dreading. It's like usually the pause is intentional for us in service to our doing and our leading and our being as we lead. Okay, more tips and then we'll wrap it up. A few cool tips I love to think about. So boundary setting is a big one. What are some rules or some structure that you have? I talk about this in the book Pause all the time, but when we have rules, we're very good usually about keeping to them. So if it's 3 p.m., then I turn off my phone, put my phone on airplane mode. Savor the really good stuff. So if you are doing something fun, maybe you don't do every day, I would say maybe that's like zip lining. I'm actually going zip lining this weekend for a friend's birthday. Happy birthday, Jessica. And we're going zip lining and tree climbing, I guess. That's what we're doing. And so I can create a little program around this that I think will be really special and savor like the thrill of zooming over those trees and just playing that over using my senses. I think that really works well. I already mentioned an if-then statement. If it's 3 p.m., then I turn off my devices. These are great ways to create new habits, and they are called implementation intentions, if-then statements. They're conditional. So one way you can create new habits that you can take back after your break, after this time of your intention, is to create an if-then statement around what you're doing. And just think about what you want to continue. What is it that I'd like to keep doing, even though this hour will be gone or my zip lining will be gone? Maybe it's looking at the photos. So if it's Sunday night at 7, I start my wind down routine looking at pictures of experiences I enjoyed this week or this month. You can keep a folder. I think that's a really fun way to go. And here's the best part, everybody. Okay, now hear me out. You don't have to go anywhere. This doesn't take money. This doesn't take anything other than time, money, or activity. It's really about what works for you. You don't have to spend any like big exotic trip fares or anything, right? I'm literally talking about maybe a Sunday afternoon from 2 to 4 p.m. or 1 hour, whatever you would want and can carve out for yourself. That's so, so important. You just might surprise yourself with how things change when you do a few tweaks to notice that quality. So start small. Don't bite off crazy big things. I'm sure that's why I had all of you come up with a specific example, because I don't want you to do anything crazy. It might be a trip to Starbucks, for God's sakes. It's all good. All right. And so that's the cool part. If you want to create this best year for you, best breaks for you, intentional downtime, this is the way to start it. And I am excited for you to give it a try. So go get them. And let me know how it goes. I would love to hear. Just, you have to be a logged in member of Spotify, but you can leave me an audio message. Just let me know how this went for you. You can email me, message me, info@rachelomera.com. There's so many ways. And to me, this is a game changer, because when we're thinking about going through the motions and we're wondering why we're not motivated and excited anymore, it's usually because we're on autopilot. And notice, none of this stuff that I shared is on autopilot. This takes work, but it's actually fun work because it's for you. And that's what I want you to think about. This is nourishing, exciting, stimulating, and thought-provoking planning for your pause, whatever that might be, in service to your doing. All right. So thank you, thank you, thank you. It's so great to be with you today, and we'll see you next time. Take care. Thanks for listening today to the podcast. You rock. If you haven't already, please subscribe, rate us, leave your review. I'd love to hear from you and help us get the word out to all of those who are in search of wanting to get out of overwhelm and rise to their next level of leadership. If you think that you might benefit from these tools or know anyone else who would, just invite them to join us, share this episode with them, give them the go ahead, the green light, something that you found interesting, and I'm sure they will also. Thanks so much for listening. Remember, sharing is caring, and I'll see you next time right here on the podcast.